The eyes of fish could help us see the light again. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jenny Linkowski, associate professor of biological sciences at Goucher College, explains why.
My research focuses on the zebrafish eye, specifically on how the retina develops and how it regenerates. The retina is the nervous system tissue at the back of your eye that detects light and transmits information to your brain to form an image. I look at retina regeneration by exposing fish to a bright light that kills the neurons in their eyes that detect light. These cells are called photoreceptors. This is the equivalent of us staring at the sun, which you should never do. Many people have heard of neurons, but there are other critical cells in your nervous system called glia, which protect the neurons. The glial cells in the fisheye respond to the damage from the light, behave like stem cells, and are able to regenerate the destroyed photoreceptors to restore vision for the fish. Humans have the same glial cells in our nervous system, but in response to damage, they do not act like stem cells and usually make a scar, which in the eye can lead to blindness. That's why you shouldn't stare at the sun. You can't regenerate photoreceptors if they're destroyed, like fish can. I'm particularly interested in the role of conserved molecular pathways in regulating the proliferation of cells during regeneration. One of many ways cells talk to each other in the fisheye during regeneration is called TGF-beta signaling. TGF-beta is a message sent by one cell that can be received by a neighboring cell. In the nervous system, if there's too much of this TGF-beta conversation happening, you get less regeneration. My team is looking further into whether the pathway regulates the glial cell itself or the daughter cells it makes in response to the light injury to the fisheye. The hope is that as we study how TGF-beta signaling and other molecular pathways regulate retina regeneration in fish, that this information can be used to inform medical discovery aimed at promoting regeneration in the human eye and nervous system.
That was Jenny Linkowski of Goucher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.